there was too many, even when you consider the 30 applicants that went in, and then getting us in the workshop, I thought, wow, this is quite difficult. And that's why, because we were only meant to take 10 through. And Vickers and I were like, feck. So that's why we opened it up to 17. And we thought, right, some of them won't turn up. At least 10% won't turn up. Yous all turn up. I think 17 turn up. And the first one, I think, was that Beth that came in?
Beth, yeah.
I'm like, that'd be brilliant. And then we all looked at each other like,
she's a shoo-in.
She's a shoo-in. No bother. Brilliant. Next one's like, oh my God, they're good. Yous were all brilliant. In your own way, yous were brilliant. And it was so difficult. Like, and because you had Ali there as well, and he does interviews a lot, and he deals with a lot of businesses every single day because that's his business in HR. And that was why he was good with Vickers's thoughts as well and the whole lot. So it was extremely difficult. Extremely difficult. But also so brilliant.
Let's introduce yous then. We're going to start with Maya.
Right. I'm Maya. I'm 16. And I'm excited to see what's going to happen next.
Good. Danny.
I'm Danny. I'm also 16 and I'm very interested to try this and see what's happening, really.
Perfect. Okay, Marin.
I'm Marin. I'm 16 as well. And I've enjoyed the process so far. I'm excited for what's coming next.
Alexander.
Hi, I'm Alexander. I'm also 16. I'm looking forward to beating my competitors and stuff.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
My name's Johnny and I'm 21.
tell, but we need to let the listeners know what the process has been, what we're doing here.
Well, the process was going to Queen Anne High School, and thankfully Mr. Masson, Craig Masson, invited us in after we sat around and had talks with him, with Jordan Black as well, and somebody else, I can't remember their name, bringing this new concept for helping educate, hopefully, entrepreneurs coming through the ranks or just developing young people and giving them some genuine skills that they actually need to take away in their working life, whether they start their own business or not. And
seeing if you don't start a business, sorry, this will give you us a good insight into how businesses run or the people behind the businesses, and at least that would give some kind of insight into how things go and the pressures maybe that are involved in it all. And with what you're doing, that'll give you a little bit of insight as well into how it goes when you're running your business. Good footing before you get employed, say.
I'm just going to turn the heat off because it's roasting.
Listen, have a word with yourself.
Sweating up, yeah.
It's great. Feels like Spain in the corner. It's great. For the people still listening,
yep.
And they may have seen the podcast before, it was 200 kids at assembly, narrowed down to 30, 17, and then we got used four guys in here, and we've paired yous off now. That's what we're doing. And yous are going to come up with a concept, a clothing brand, and then you're going to try and get all your validation, finding out how you're going to take it to market, your price, your profit and loss, and really then understanding how you take something to market and how the benefits of networking and getting to know so many people and finding your way and thinking outside the box. So this journey is just beginning, and I can't wait to see how well we can help yous, but just now, the four of yous so far in this process, you've been proven to be quite a success with your ideas, your out-of-the-box thinking, and we've already currently met a couple of people along the way in the printing services and the clothing side of things. So really, it's really interesting how yous are going to develop this. And even when you're in business, a lot of people look short-term. The idea is long-term as well. And it's how much money you're going to make out of this and what you're going to learn out of the journey, because you're going to be speaking to a lot of people that you'll have never met if it wasn't for this. So, Mike,
who knows what doors that'll open, taking out the comfort zone. But let's take it back to the assembly. when we came in there, it was like 40 minutes, was it? Maybe a bit longer.
Aye, 40. How long's the period now?
About 50.
Aye, the time we've all got in and stuff. Mm. But then what your thoughts on that side of it and why you came forward with the application?
Well, I'll be honest, out the assembly, I came out thinking, who are these guys thinking they know everything, like telling us
which
that we should be doing this? And then the more I thought on it, I was like, an opportunity like this isn't going to come up again, so I might as well just go for it and see what happens. Yeah. And that was sort of my first impression about everything.
Yeah, it was it definitely stood out to me because it was something that we've not done before. Mm-hmm. It was very new, and yeah.
That's good. It's good to know the dirty truth, because we're wanting to learn as well. Because if we do this again, if we choose to do this again, we want to know where we could do it better. So it's all from your point of view so far. Yeah. What about you, Marin?
Usually when people come into the school offering any kind of experience for anything, I like to put my name down for things, but yours related to potential career I'd considered in the future. So I thought, as soon as I heard it, I was like, yeah, I'm going to put my name down for it. Worst comes to worst, don't get picked. But yeah, once you pitched it, I just thought, yeah, I'll put this to use at some point. So it's good to have it. Good to have the experience.
Yeah, no. I was a bit similar when I was walking in and we heard like this business babble assembly. I kind of thought it was a bit of a joke. And then I came in, you had like a drone coming off. Oh, these guys might be serious. and then you talked a lot. I thought it was really great. And then one of the key things was a lot of people stayed around to ask questions. Mm-hmm. And I was on the verge of leaving. And I thought, I'll probably put a video in, but I'm not that dedicated. And then you owed me money for tickets to something. And I came back in to get him.
Yeah,
so I could get
formal tickets. Yeah.
To get my money. And then I shook your hand and I got to know you a bit better. And I thought, yeah, I'm definitely going to focus for this because it seems like a really good opportunity.
Well, it's good. I'm glad he's done it.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then the workshop.
The workshop. What did you think of the workshop, Maya?
Yeah, it was really good. It was really interesting to be in groups with people that we don't usually talk to. I mean, I didn't speak to any of these people before this.
Were you too cool for them? Is that what it was?
No, but it was just a really good experience to like talk to people I never thought I would have a conversation with.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
Aye. And that's part of the journey we've been trying to create as well. So that's really good that you've picked up on that and got that out of it. What about you, Danny?
Well, I enjoyed the workshop because I got to boss people about. but I think, like Maya said, it was just really good to talk to people that I'd literally never spoke to before. I mean, you kept changing about the groups. I kept having to talk to people that either I'd never spoke to before or hadn't spoken to in like years. And it was just so good to be like, oh, maybe these people are like people I can talk to rather than just people that I would just like walk past and be like.
It is amazing how you're drawn to the wee groups in school. It does happen when you leave school as well. You're just drawn to different groups of people. And sometimes the opposites attract as well. But in school, you have your groups. And we all know what the groups are. You know, the cool kids, the gimpy kids, the computer geeks, the quiet ones, the girly ones. It all happens. It's just what happens in school. But it's letting people understand that's okay. But if you mix it up, a lot of things can happen. A lot of good things can happen as well. What about you, Marin?
The workshop was interesting. I liked working with people I had never worked with before because it sort of broadens your perspective a little bit. I mean, I can be quite narrow-sighted and tunnel-visiony. Once I think something, it's, you know, I start to think that's the only way it's done. But, you know, sort of having to take in input from other people, it widens the viewpoint, you know. I'm not like, oh yeah, this isn't the only way we could do it. We could do it this way and this way. And then when you switch the groups around,
oh, we got dirty with Joseph's idea.
Yeah, Joseph's idea wasn't great, but
shocking.
But you know, we stuck with it, and then people start throwing in their ideas as well, and you start to think maybe it's not horrific if we can go down this avenue, but we've also got this avenue we could go down. So I think
that's a great learning. Then
yeah, I think getting to, you know, understand other people's perspectives was pretty valuable from that, yeah.
I used to get, like, I'm quite a good puzzle solver. I can problem solve pretty well. But there was a couple of guys I would always phone, even though I've got solutions here, maybe two or three, what have they got that they can bring to the table that just gets you thinking a bit different and it might be something better than what you have thought of already. So
that's one of the reasons why a lot of businesses at one particular time, they decide to have a mentor. Now, a mentor, when people used to say that to me, I'm like, is that no for these big high rollers, the people in America and things like that? They're like, no. Oh, I'm not wanting that. But then when you realise you've got somebody to lean on that understands you and understands the pressures of business, you go, oh, it's like a soundboard. And they're not there to tell you the answers. They're there to listen to you and guide you to a point. So that's a good point. What about you? Alex?
Yeah, no, I really enjoyed it. I knew quite a lot of the people. I do lots of stuff around the school that's very similar to this, so a lot of people I already knew. It was great to get everybody's opinions and stuff, and I got to know a lot of people better, like in the workshop. And yeah, I really enjoyed it. I liked the whole sort of switching around and stuff, especially because we ended up with an idea that we didn't think was in any way, shape or form good, but because we worked together with our team, so me and Myrne were in the same group, we managed to make it into something that was vaguely competitive with the other teams. So I think it was good.
It's a good challenge because it's such a short space of time as well. You've not got a lot of time to get all that put together. So,
So then after the workshop, we got into, we picked 17 of you for the interviews. So we're trying to give, so the reason we could have went for a really structured interview where it's a long table, you sit at the very end, they sit on this side, congregate. And the reason we split it up was just to hopefully try and relax you. Even things that our mannerisms, being just chilled out, even me sitting on my chair, was just to try and relax you as well. So, because we didn't know what we're going to be facing or what you thought you were going to be facing, because it's the first time for a lot of yous. Where a lot of yous have got confidences up here, some of it's down here. It was to try and calm yous all down. That's why we're joking and laughing and whatnot. So what about you, Maya? How did you find the interview process?
Yeah,
the interview, sorry.
It was good. It was a wee bit nerve-wracking because that was the first time I've ever done something like that. But it was nowhere near as bad as what I thought it would be, as in scary. Yeah.
And things generally are not. They're always worse in your head than what the reality is.
Yeah.
But part of that whole process was to, you know, put you out of your comfort zone. Because one of the things when you're doing interviews for real, half the people, more than half, don't turn up. Mm-hmm. So just the fact that you've turned up was already a tick.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing is most of the people are interviewing don't know how to interview as well. So they're also nervous, like, oh God, right, I better be prim and proper, I better, you know, make sure I ask the right questions and look like I've got my shit together. They don't really.
Yeah.
That's just my, and when you break that down, it's a mindset. I heard a beautiful thing from Ant Middleton, the SAS. His mindset was when he was going into a building and he knew somebody was going to be shooting at him, but he had his, you know, his brothers behind him. His mindset was, I'm not going to get killed because they're not trained as highly as me, but they might get a shot in, but it won't kill me. Mm-hmm. And I'll get to cover and I know my brother behind me will shoot them. And that was a mindset, whether you believe it or not, but that was how he got around that, breaking a door down, not knowing what was going to hit you. Mm-hmm. But there was no point worrying what you thought. You just have to base everything on the positive, what you can do. And, you know, it's like a simple thing, like an interview.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get that mindset twisted and turned so it's flavoursome for yourself.
Yeah.
You know? What about you, Danny?
Well, going into the interview, I was absolutely, like, I was terrified. I had no idea what it was going to be like. I didn't know what to say. Like, you had given us questions to prepare, and I was like, I hadn't had any time to think about it because I was doing something else that week. I can't remember what it was at all, but... But then I went in, it was just like, I've just had a wee joke and a laugh, and it ended up being completely fine. I had no reason to be as nervous as I was. And I came out of the interview thinking, that was good. If I've got it, I've got it. If I've not, I've not. But I think that's good experience. Mm-hmm. And that was what I took away from it, I think.
It's that long walk as well.
Yeah.
So we knew it was planned as well, the long walk. And I thought, well, Thomas will do the interview, it's building up. And then the long walk, I went, I wonder how they're feeling with that. You know, see, when you're really thinking about a long walk and you're going into a place, you start walking funny and you can't get yourself right. Am I sitting right? Am I standing right? And you go, oh no, what's going to happen here? Your wet hand, you're like, oh, don't know, shoulders up, down. It's all your mannerisms. We know that because we've been through it. Morgan, what about you?
The interview was probably, during the selection process, the most valuable part to me.
All right.
I found that it provided me the most real world experience. It's something I've never done before. You know,
that's good.
Never been interviewed for anything like that before. I sat down with a bunch of people all around me asking me questions, and I was the focal point during the talking, you know. But it was good. I mean, I knew when I was going into it that it was, I said before I went in, I was like, even if I don't get in right now, this is experience that I'm going to put to use. And that was sort of my mindset when I went and sat down. And when I left as well, I was confident because I thought it had gone well, but also because I was pleased that, you know, I've now been through it once. It'll make me less nervous the next time I'm interviewed.
Mm-hmm.
Time after that, you know. I wasn't bricking it, before I went in, but I was like, right, settle, focus up, make sure you've got all the topics in your head you think they'll bring up. And I sat down, and you're right, you were swinging on your chair and doing all these things. And I was like, well relaxed in here. So I got talking and yeah, it was fine. But no, the experience was definitely the most valuable part for me.
Well, that's good. That's brilliant, Murray. What about you? I like to say Ek, but I'm not going to say Ek. No. I'm going to say Alexander or Alex.
Or Alex. Let's go for Alex.
Alex, that's a great name.
Yeah, just go for Alex.
Should you call yourself that?
I liked the interview. I thought it was good. I sort of just went in but chilled. I had a few sort of notes on the back of my hand. I don't know if you noticed any of that.
I never noticed that, no.
Nah, I had a few notes. I think it was your name and Vickis's name that I had on there. I had it because I thought of... I better know these people's names. And just so I could tell you apart, I had A for accent and B for bald. So I could ruin it for them, and then I thought, because I was like, oh yeah, I'll impress them because I'll know their names. And I think you were there, and I didn't know your name at the time, and I thought, oh shit.
He's not important.
Yeah, no, but I came in and I was really...
He's very important.
I said, I think it was hello gentleman instead.
Hello gentleman.
Just adapting.
I remember your cheeky smile. That's what it is. And I thought, my, he's got banter about him. He's got some minerals about him. And that's what you need. You need that. But we look at it as in, can we help you even just grow just a slight bit? Because let's be honest, we want some kudos for this as well at the back end. We want to prove to the SVQ, the Scottish Government, this is a great idea, this is a great concept, and you are the ambassadors for this, because if it doesn't go well for you, then you're not really going to sing our praises, are you? So everything's on us to make sure we open up doors and give you opportunities, and we want to bring you from here, even just slightly up, it'd be great. And to carry the can for future generation as well. And we'll get better at this as well, and it'll get more slick along the process. But you are a great, great bunch of folks to bring along on the journey, and hopefully it does give you something in return. So going forward, Mike, do you want to...
Well, we've obviously started the process, so there's a slight idea, because I've kept it, we did keep it kind of secret. we didn't want to have all the eggs in the basket. And one of the things we kept asking in the interview stage was, do you have any questions? And that was a perfect opportunity to ask, like, what are we actually going to be doing? But there was only two or three years actually asked that, which is nice in a way, because a part of it is like you didn't care. You just wanted to go through the process. So, but we have paired yous up now, and we've got yous doing a little business venture. So you will hopefully learn quite a lot from all that. And all going well, you will actually have a business at the end of it. So whether you want to carry that through or not and keep going with it, that's up to yourselves. But the process itself will be the same for starting any business. So that's the hope here anyway. And so, we'll see who wins.
Exactly. What do you want to... I'll go to you now, Alexander. Alex. So Alexander's a long-winded name,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
It's like Jonathan, but it's Johnny. What do you want to gain out of this?
Bit of experience. I mean, a lot of it so far, it's been we've been thrown in a bit, and I quite like that, but I've learned a lot already. Mm-hmm. Just the sort of going in, how to talk to people, how to sell stuff, you know, it's all that I hope to learn and take it through like that.
And how would you implement these things? This is to everybody. How are you getting on with the cameras, Mike?
They're all dead, so if you're watching this, unfortunately, we've only got two handsome lads on the couch.
Oh, dear.
Best of all seats. How are you going to implement that in the working life? So you talk about sales, mm-hmm, and talking. I'll throw that to Danny. How would you implement that into your working life?
I mean, for interviews and things like that, I mean, if you're doing like a uni interview, you need to sell them yourself. You need to prove to them that, like, I'm somebody that could do this, and you need to be able to market and just like say, this is why you want, well, me for this, and this is how it could be useful, that sort of thing.
Do you know, the first thing that was one of the things we spoke about in the assembly hall, do you remember what the game was?
The 1-20 game.
Yeah.
That's sales.
Mm-hmm.
All sales. Do you remember what that meant? The 1-20 game. What the numbers represented? They represented. Does anybody know? Go then for it.
Well, it was like if you can get to that specific number, then you're capable of getting to the next number.
Yeah.
So if you start it off and you know what numbers you need to get to, you can then get to the next number, and then you control the situation until you
control
get to
it. So how do you control a situation? What do you do to control a situation, Marin?
Ask questions.
That's all the numbers represent, a question. Once you ask a question, you stay in control because somebody has to respond to you. And if they respond with a question, you answer it, but respond with another question because you're always in control. And it's great for if you have any built-up anxieties or you're really, really nervous. By asking questions, you stay in control. But also what allows the other person to feel is they're listened to and they're interested. And you see, a trick is, you see, when you reply back to someone or repeat what they've said to you, that allows them to think, God, they're amazing. You know, if you said, oh, my sister's Sophie, and it was just her birthday last week. All right, so what was it like for your sister's birthday, Sophie, last week? You'd be like, how the hell does he remember that? But it's a gimmick. It's a play on it. And you can use it for goodness, but it's also nice to make the other person feel good by remembering what they're saying. So always remember the 1-20 game for the rest of your life. Ask questions, stay in control. Even when somebody's getting absolutely, they're raging at you, they're going mental at you, just stay in control by asking questions. Mum, are you upset? Of course I'm upset. Da, da, da. Is there anything I can do to help? Question, that's two questions. Well, you could tidy your room because I'm sick and tired of... Mum, is it okay if you give me half an hour and I'll get it tidy? Is that okay? Question. That's three questions already. You've stayed in control and you've not lost your crap by shouting, 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 and then it's like, you storm off, she storms off, and then you've got no pocket money. You take control of the situation every single time. But that's just one tip. Yeah. Michael?
So, I think we're there. I think we should just wrap it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll just have another one, see how we're going in about another week's time.
And does anybody know the strap line at the back of the podcast?
I can't remember what it is.
It's fine. Already.
It's fine because we have somewhere.
That was me.